I'm Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to prayer. Wherever you are geographically, come on in and begin to worship the Lord. Give him thanks, give him praise, give him glory and honor, despite how you are feeling at this moment and what you've encountered throughout the day. Pause for a moment. Take a deep breath in. Now breathe out. Yes. And bask in the presence of the Lord. For the psalmist David said in Psalm 16 and verse 11, he shall show to me the path of life, and that in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Yes, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. And that man includes men and women, boys and girls. Come on. You would find rest and refuge in the presence of the Lord. You would find me in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness, he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law, the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says. He who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the ends of the earth, you who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you islands and all who live in them. Let the desert and its towns raise their voices. Let the settlements where Kedar lives rejoice. Let the people of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout from the mountaintops. Let them give glory to the Lord and proclaim his praise to the island in the islands. The Lord will march out like a mighty man, like a warrior. He will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies. And there ends the reading of the word of God from Isaiah chapter 42. And I read as far as verse 13. In your leisure time, I encourage you to read the entire chapter. It is so encouraging. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pause now to say thank you. Thank you for this day and how you have kept us throughout the day. Thank you, Father, for the trials, for the disappointments, the heartaches, the struggles, the pain. Thank you, Father. Father, because your word says that all things work together for good to them that love you, Father, to them who are the called according to your purpose. And Father, as I lift up this listening audience to you, Father, I ask that you would move by your spirit, Father, that you would move by your power and envelop each listener. Oh, my Father, meet them at the point of their need right now. Yes, Father, some are in need of a hug right now. Father, let them feel the warmth of your presence just enveloping them right now. Others are burdened down with the cares of this life. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, lift those burdens from the shoulders right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, bring relief to those who are in distress. And then, Father, there are those who are depressed. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit and stir up hope within. Father, that they would hope again and that depression would flee away and joy will spring forth. In the name of Jesus, yes, Father, some are sad and some are lonely right now. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, for you are the God of all comfort. And only you can comfort them, Father. Only you can fill the void with it, this loneliness, God. Only you can fill it up. Father, move by your spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, stir that heart right now to draw closer to you, Father, for you are there. That loneliness would flee away. That sadness will flee because in your presence, Father, there's fullness of joy. And at your right hand, yes, Father, there are pleasures forevermore. Father, there are some that has no meal right now, no supper, no dinner on the table, and no prospects of any. But Father, you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. In the name of Jesus, Father, divinely intervene, Father. Send forth now provisions that there will be a meal on the table for that family. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, mend broken hearts right now. Heal hurts, Lord. Repair breaches right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the children that have no parents, they're orphans. Oh, my Father, divinely intervene for them, Father. Protect them, keep them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you promised to be a father to the fatherless. Oh, in the name of Jesus, stir our hearts that we would be mentors and we'd be mothers to the motherless, fathers to the fatherless, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, have your way right now in this listening audience. And those unspoken requests manifest, Father, that there would be men and women, boys and girls, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, grandparents, uncles, aunties, cousins, nieces and nephews that would testify of your healing power, of your delivering power in the name of Jesus. Father, meet every need in this audience. And I pray that this night that you would give your beloved sleep, those who have sleepless nights and toss and turn all night. Give them rest. Give them sleep, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Father, I pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Jesus' name, all for your glory. Amen and amen. Before I leave you, I would just like to highlight verse 10 of Isaiah 42. And I'd like to leave it with you to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. And verse 10 says, sing to the Lord a new song. his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you islands and all who live in them. And so in this verse, this is, and it tells of the majestic works which prompt majestic responses. But I'd like to leave it you this question. Do you really appreciate the good that God does for you and through you? And if you do, let your praise to God reflect how you really feel. And I leave that with you. And thank you so much for tuning in. And so until our next time of prayer, be steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God bless you right where you are.